You're listening to the Kerry Woodham Mornings Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Back in the day when I lived in Ponsonby, and it was only just starting to evolve as a shopping and cafe destination, all the big names were over in Parnell. Ponsonby was a bit of a wasteland. But we didn't have beggars per se. More, they were people who were living in community houses who would walk up and down the street. Let's face it, they probably had very little else to do. And they were simply absorbed into the community. They were given cigarettes from the smokers who were sitting at the outside tables of the cafes that had established themselves. There was always a meal for them at many of the cafes and the restaurants that were popping up. There was a brush and comb set aside at Seville's for one of the ladies who would come in every morning, 10 past 10, and ask to be made beautiful. And they would comb her hair and brush it, and somebody would spritz her with hairspray and off she'd go. They weren't part of the mainstream. I mean, they were living in community houses because they had various forms of mental illness. But they were part of the community. You knew their names, you could greet them, you sometimes got a response, sometimes didn't. But everybody knew who they were and they belonged there. It's just simply not like that now. And I don't know whether it's a chicken and the egg, whether we've got more uncaring or they've got more volatile. The square pegs who live amongst us appear to have got a whole lot more aggressive. There's a woman in Ponsonby now who screams foul mouth infective all day, every day, while dragging a heavy suitcase behind her, and either cannot or will not engage. If you say hello to her, it just means she'll turn and scream the cuss words at you. There's a bloke who's been there forever who just about gives me a cardiac infarction when I'm sitting at the lights, you know, musing about the day ahead, and all of a sudden there's a bang, bang, bang on the back window or the side window or on the front window, demanding money with menaces. Even if I had actual money in the car, which I very seldom do, I wouldn't give it to him because he terrifies the living bejesus out of me for a moment while I'm sitting there. Some of those begging outside supermarkets seem genuine souls. As I say, I don't carry cash very often. But when I say that and offer to buy the man or woman lunch instead, the offer is gratefully accepted and the food is eaten immediately after a thank you. So, you know, clearly there are some who are hungry and have run out of means to feed themselves. What do we do with those amongst us who feel they have to take to the streets to beg for money or food to get by? Rotorua is seriously considering a bylaw banning begging after 10 Aussie tourists were physically accosted at a cafe last week. In one suburb in Christchurch, also this week, aggressive begging is making people fear for their safety. Residents are having to change their routines and stop visiting public spaces to avoid confrontation, and they're looking to make rules around begging there too. What happened to being able to absorb those members of the community who are different? Did they change or did we? Is it that there are so many people on the streets now? Is it that so many of them are on drugs and booze to the eyeballs and volatile? You don't know what they're going to do. Even if you offer something in kindness, you don't know how it's going to be received. Are beggars seen as dangerous now rather than just odd? Are they unnecessarily parading their poverty, going out of their way to make us feel uncomfortable? There's a welfare system there, man. For the love of all that's holy, use it. Get yourself out of my sight. Stop hassling me. I've already given through my taxes. If that's not enough, get a job. You know, is that the attitude now? Because a lot of the people that I've seen don't look to me, I'm no expert, but they do not appear to me to be people who could hold down full-time jobs. They appear unable, not unwilling, but unable to hold down a full-time job. In that case, living in a big city, you're probably going to have to depend on the kindness of strangers to get by. In Christchurch, they've said, don't give. Don't give to people who ask. They're waiting outside shop entrances, following people to their cars, trying to convince them to cough up cash. And the only reason they're doing that is because people are giving them money. So basically the Christchurch councillor appears to be saying, don't give them anything, treat them like pigeons. If you feed them, they'll keep coming. So don't. He said, if you've got a kind heart, donate money to the city mission or a social agency that's working in these spaces rather than give money direct, which may well be the best way. But I'd love to know, in your area, how big a problem is begging? It seems to be everywhere now. Everywhere. And what changed? Is it that the sheer weight of numbers of people wanting? Is it the attitude and the behaviour of those who are demanding money? Because there was a time, wasn't there, where they used to be part of the community.
For more from Kerry Woodham Mornings, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.